Obtaining big wins comes from good trade agreements. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. We have been hearing about the importance of our trade mission trips and what that means for our U.S. ag products. Jesse Fonkert is the president and CEO of South Dakota Trade, and they have been busy doing just that, promoting our Midwestern products.
Yeah, exporting is a team sport, and it's based on relationship building, but also it requires folks to go to certain places and bring folks in. So in the last 2 weeks, Keith, we've had delegations mostly on the government side from Israel, Germany, Canada, Mexico, and Ireland, all in South Dakota since about mid-February. So our team is ready for a little bit of a break, but we can't stop because people want to come to South Dakota and the Midwest.
And when we talk about trade, you know, we think a lot, Jesse, about your corn, soybeans, wheat, things like that. But there's a demand for a lot of our Midwestern products out there.
Yeah, Midwestern products, Midwestern producers, Midwestern farmers and ranchers, they feed the world. We know that. And they provide security for our partner countries in Asia and North America and even in Europe and Africa. I was looking at some of the data for 2024 that USDA released recently. And, some exports were down from South Dakota, pretty flat, which we expected. I can't wait to see what the 2025 data looks like. It's South Dakota specific. But pork and dairy in 2024 had great years out of South Dakota. We're seeing on the pork side a 17% increase on exports out of South Dakota, and dairy nearly a 16% increase on exports. Beef was down in 2024, but of course, a lot of this data is in the rears from USDA, so the 2025 data for South Dakota specifically, we're still going to be waiting on.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.